Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
O'Reilly. Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ladies, welcome back to Perspectives with Sherry. I'm your host, Sherry Ryan, and today I'm going to do my blog on something that a lot of us need to consider, implement, talk about, and put in action. But before I get into it, I just want to say welcome over here. This is a very safe space for women in midlife. This is where we talk all things health, wealth, and empowerment, and all the wonderful things that feed into those three topics. So, ladies, if you had the absolute pleasure of listening to my last episode, we talked about narcissistic abuse and healing and breaking free and how implementing boundaries can assist in that. It was a very, very powerful interview that I did with Transformational life coach, Azadeh Atsberger. She is amazing. Make sure you all, in the show notes, I have all of her information. Go follow her on social, get the books, all the things. But today, on my personal blog, we're going to be talking about the power of goodbye. And all of these things kind of feed into each other. And I'm not trying to beat a dead horse or anything. What I'm trying to do is basically just make sure that you all understand the importance of where we are in this season in life. You know, I always talk about women in midlife. You know, statistically, there is more life behind us than is in front of us. And so in this season of life, it is so important that we make things count, that we are intentional about our lives. And so we're going to talk about the power of goodbye. Now, that will end our series, if you will, on that particular topic. We're going to move right back into the menopause series next in the next couple weeks. I'm really excited where I'll be interviewing Dr. Shweta Patel, OBGYN and founder of Gaia Wellness, author, best-selling. Currently, her book, The Power of Hormones, is an amazing read. So make sure that you stay tuned for that. But today, I want to come to you and I want to talk to you about an incredibly powerful and often over time overlooked topic. It's something many of us struggle with, but it's absolutely essential for growth, healing, and moving forward in life. So like I said, we're going to talk about the power of goodbye. And that's y'all, whether it's a relationship, a job, a phase of your life, saying goodbye is one of the most transformative things you can do for yourself. But we ask ourselves, why is it so hard? And how can we embrace the power of goodbye without fear, guilt, or regret? And so that's what we're going to explore today. I know for myself, I've had to say goodbye to some relationships over the years. I've had to say goodbye to some unhealthy habits, some unhealthy ways of thinking. I've had to say goodbye to positions that, you know, I had been in too long. And they tell you that after three years, you should start looking for your next career move so that you don't become stagnant. I do believe that, but I also believe that, you know, making moves should be strategic and making sure they are the best moves for you. Don't believe in moving for the sake of just moving, but there is something to be said. You kind of already know within yourself, like when it's time to move on. Things change, people change, your feelings change. It just, you can see the world around you evolving. And so, you know, that's your clue to let you know when it's time to move, when it's time to say goodbye to that particular position or that phase in your life. So we'll start with some emotional liberation that comes with saying goodbye, especially when it's to something or someone toxic. We talked a lot about that last week. Oh my gosh, y'all, the signs and symptoms of being in a narcissistic abusive relationship were eye-opening to myself. This is stuff over the years, you know, maybe I didn't have the vocabulary to understand what I was dealing with or going through. But, you know, life and wisdom and information, you know, just getting out there and talking to experts like Azadeh and reading and self-help, you know, helped me to evolve and understand that. You know, as I am in a new phase of my life with a very happy and secure marriage, I look back over those times when I felt so insecure and so lost and trying to navigate and figure out what was wrong with me. And I do acknowledge that there is a time in your life where you have to self-reflect and grow from the things you've been through so that you don't repeat the same patterns. And whether that is understanding the signs that you didn't see or chose not to see, or not listening to that still voice inside of you, which is your intuition, whatever that might look like. Or there may have been, you know, things that you had to do to grow your emotional intelligence. A lot of things, you know, therapy is wonderful. All of the things that feed into evolving as a person. But whatever those things were, you know, it's good to also look at yourself in that. But it's also okay to understand that if you were, you know, found yourself in a relationship that was toxic, that was emotionally, narcissistically abusive, that when you understand what you're dealing with, the signs, that even when you don't have that closure, it helps you to move on because you start to realize, I was a victim, but I am no longer a victim. I am breaking free. I am navigating and moving forward out of that. So, what happens when we make the choice to walk away? When we say goodbye, we reclaim our power. Goodbye is not just an end, y'all. It's a declaration that we're ready to step into something better for ourselves. I mean, isn't that great? Like, you know, goodbyes are often noted as, you know, this final finality of something that is, you know, sad and regretful. But think about how great it is when you open your mind to think about actually what it is stepping into something better for yourself. I know a lot of us in midlife have found ourselves to be women that have overcome divorce or relationship breakups. And, you know, divorce is never a happy thing. But when you look at it as a chapter closing and yet an opportunity for you to step into something better for yourself. You know, and we open up the year talking about things that no longer serve you. That can also be, and we talked about that, can be people as well, relationships that you outgrow or that are no longer feeding into you or you, you know, feeding into them. You know, sometimes people simply outgrow each other. Many of us fear saying goodbye because we worry about the void it will leave behind. But here's the thing, y'all. The space created by a goodbye can actually become a powerful opportunity for something new and positive to come into your life. And that's the space where healing begins. So holding on to things past their life cycle it's only hurting you, because on the other side of it is something so wonderful and so amazing and part of your own growth. So you're essentially stunting your growth when you don't learn when it's time to say goodbye and how to say goodbye. So, of course, saying goodbye doesn't always feel easy. In fact, it's often a deeply emotional process. And if you ever let go of a relationship or an important part of your life, you know what I'm talking about. There's grief, confusion, and sometimes a sense of loss. Here's the truth, y'all. It's okay to grieve. Grief is a natural part of healing, and it's an essential part of moving forward. The key is to let yourself feel those emotions, acknowledge them, and then release them. Let them go, y'all. Let them go. Let those feelings go. You know, I look at my life as, you know, I say seasons or chapters, and I really like to say chapters because it's like I look at my life almost as a journey in a book. And sometimes it's just time to end a chapter and start a new one. And it doesn't make your story any less beautiful or wonderful. It's part of it, you know? And so, again, it's so important to allow yourself that, you know, like I said, a lot of it is just trusting your inner self and that inner voice. So it's also very important to give yourself the time to heal after letting go. And if you're healing from a toxic relationship, you might need some space to process everything that's happened. You might need rest, reflect, and take care of yourself before jumping into something new. And that's okay, because your well-being comes first. You know, I'm really, really, really proud of my daughter. In this season, she has overcome a relationship that, you know, left her feeling very confused. She was a victim of narcissistic abuse. And initially, as the new year came in, she thought that it was her time to get back out there and start dating. But then she quickly realized that that was not serving her well. And so she took a pause and is really focusing on self-care, self-prioritizing, and loving herself. Because in all honesty, y'all, that is the space, the chapter that she's in right now, preparing herself for the next chapter in her life. You see, that goodbye is setting up her up for that next wonderful thing. And she realizes before she writes that new chapter, that new chapter is beginning, this chapter is about her. And sometimes, y'all, that's the beautiful part about it. You see, when you close one chapter, particularly if that chapter has been written with a co-star that has kind of, you know, run its course or started to pull you down or has caused you grief or has hurt you, that it's okay for that next chapter to be just about you. So here's something I want you to think about. Saying goodbye can be one of the most respectful things you can do for yourself. Ladies, let that sink in. It can be one of the most respectful things you do for yourself. I don't think that we focus enough on the things that we allow in our lives that ultimately is ourselves allowing ourselves to be disrespected. You're dishonoring and disrespecting yourself by the things that you allow and particularly continue to allow. And so remember that goodbyes sometimes are the most respectful thing that you can do for yourself. I know many of us are taught to hold on, to fight for relationships, or to keep pushing through, even when things are clearly not working. But sometimes the most loving thing you can do is to let go. So ladies, I hope you hear me and hear me good. Because when we stay in toxic relationships or situations, we're not honoring our needs. We're letting fear or guilt dictate our decisions. But when we say goodbye to what no longer serves us, we're choosing ourselves. We're saying, I deserve peace, respect, and love. And that's a powerful, powerful statement, y'all. So my call to action And this is, again, I think it's a part two of what we talked about in depth last week with the powers of healing and boundaries and surviving narcissistic abuse. Is when we are in a season of goodbyes, that we understand the power of a goodbye. That is not a negative thing. That it is a loving thing in regards to when you have to end a relationship that is no longer serving you or that is hurting you or holding you back. Or like I said, it could be a career move. You know, there's been a company you've worked for however many years and you're very comfortable there, but you're not growing. You know, you're not progressing. You're not meeting your goals for yourself. It's okay to take that first step and move. You can say goodbye, even though they've been wonderful to you. You've got coworkers that you've basically seen their children grow up with. All that's lovely and wonderful. But that part of your story is over. That doesn't mean you can't still be friends with your coworkers. Of course you can. It's time for you to move. It's time to say goodbye. There's so much more for you out there. So let's do this. Let's talk about the beautiful thing that happens after saying goodbye. That's new beginnings, y'all. The end of one chapter can mark the start of a new one by saying goodbye to what no longer aligns with us. We open ourselves up to fresh opportunities, new connections, and even a new version of ourselves, which how cool is that, right? Because I love the woman I am at 51. And at 40, I was just starting to navigate in the space, going through some very, very difficult things. And that is when my husband and I separated, my first husband. And I had to navigate all of that and the things with, you know, having to take care of the children on my own. And that was very difficult for them. So having to help them navigate their pain as their parents were no longer together. Hard time in life, right? So that, Sherry, had to be, you know, on go all the time. And this Sherry has overcome that part. And thank God everyone has come out okay. And it's my time. And it's all about those new beginnings. So like I said, the end of one chapter can mark the start of a new one by saying goodbye to what no longer aligns with us. We open ourselves up to fresh connections, and new versions of ourselves. I love that. This is where healing really comes in. And as we let go of old patterns, beliefs, relationships, we create the room to grow. We give ourselves permission to embrace change. And often that change leads to things that are even better than we ever could have imagined. I can tell y'all, in this stage of my life, I am in a position where, you know, I am at the top of my field. I am still learning new things. I'm in a marriage that is amazing, that we are still growing together, learning together, and building together. We're building an empire. You know, we have our businesses, our real estate. I have my podcasting, which I love, and I'm growing that. Then I have other things on the horizon that I intend to do, set goals for myself, and I'm going to meet them, y'all. And I want you all to do the same thing. So to everyone out there who might be struggling with saying goodbye, whether it's to a person, a place, an old way of being, I want you to remember this. Goodbye is not the end. It's the beginning of something new, something better. It's a powerful act of self-love, self-respect, and self-care. Saying goodbye means you're choosing your peace, your growth, and your happiness. And when you make the choice, you're giving yourself the opportunity to thrive. Ladies, as always, I want to thank you so much for joining me on Perspectives with Sherry. I hope this episode can give you the courage and clarity to embrace the power of goodbye in your own life. If you found this helpful, I encourage you to share this episode with someone who also may need to hear it. Until next time, ladies, I want you to remember to please take care of yourselves. And remember, sometimes the hardest goodbyes bring the most beautiful beginnings. All right, guys. If you haven't yet, go ahead, if you're watching me on YouTube, subscribe to the channel. Go ahead and slide in the comments and let me know what you thought about this episode. Let me know, you know, what are you going to say goodbye to? What are you ready to say goodbye to so that you can start your new beginning? If you're listening to me on the audio podcast, I'm available on all platforms that you will find audio podcasts. I encourage you to continue to come back, and I encourage you to share this with friends, with other sister girls that need to hear this, or guys. We all can use some encouragement. So always remember that we are always growing. I want you to continue to grow. Remember, right now is your time. Right now. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. Right now, today. Go ahead and say goodbye to that thing or that person that's holding you back. Let it go. Let it go so you can start your new beginning. All right, y'all. I'm Sherry Ryan, and thank you, as always, for tuning in to Perspectives with Sherry. I will be back next week, so join me back next week on Wednesday. Thank you.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.